Vachim chapter 6, Mishnah 6. Lo hasir lo es amuria. If he's doing the offering and he doesn't remove the crop, remember we said he has to take out that crop, that like food pouch. Velo es anoitza, or the feathers. Velo es b'nei meim, or the entrails which come out of it. Ayotzi nema. Lo sfago b'melach, if he doesn't put salt on the bird. Kol sheshinaba me'achar shemitza, anything which he changes, but after the blood has been applied, estama kashara, the offering is still kosher. So it's like the offering of the blood, that's the key in the bird offering. So any mess up before that, the offering is that's not good. The offering, but any mess up after that, the offering would still be kosher. And all of these things that we've just said now are done afterwards, so the offering would still be kosher. Taking out of
the blood first, and then afterwards.
Right. Hivdil b'chatus, if he chops off the head completely when he's doing the chatus offering, bird offering, or the law hivdil ba'ola, or he doesn't chop off the head when he's doing the oila, and he was supposed to. With the oila one, he was supposed to chop off the head. Pasul. So the offering is invalid. He has to get it right. The chatus offering, the head doesn't come off, so he mustn't take it off. If he does, it's no good. And in the oila offering, the head does come off. So if he doesn't get it off, it's not good. Mitzad amarosh, if he applies the blood from the head, because remember he applied the blood from the head in the oil offering and the blood from the body separately. Velo mitzad amaguf, psula, the offering is invalid, because the blood from the body, that was the main blood. So that blood had to be applied. But mitzad amaguf, if he did apply the blood from the body, velo mitzad amarosh, and he doesn't apply the blood from the head, kashera, the offering is still kosher.